Hello, people. My name is DK Favor, and this is the How Is Work podcast. Now, on this particular episode, we talk about women in tech and how you can get into tech if you're interested. We also have a very phenomenal guest in the house who has been into tech for a minimum of 2 years, and today she discusses her journey with us and how you too can stay afloat in the world of tech. Also, you can listen and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and any other subscribing, you know, platform. Also, do follow us on our social media platform at How Is Work Podcast. We are only on Instagram for now. Okay, and moving on, I have my co-host with me today. Her name is Sandra. Hello, Sandra.
Hello, Fever. How are you?
I am alive and surviving, thank God. Okay, let's move on to our guest. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Can you tell us just a little about yourself?
Okay, so my name is Alex. I'm a software developer. I work at Tennessee Professional Services. I've been into tech for over 2 years, as Favor said.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you all.
All right. Okay. All right. So I'm at the start of this podcast. I wanted to do something really different. So if you're Nigerian or you follow the Nigerian news, you know a young boy had been bullied in school and he died. And you know, bullying is, I don't know, it's so much. It's so painful. I feel so short for words. So I would like us to, you know, just give him a moment of silence. Okay, may the soul of Sylvester rest in peace, and may his family find the fortitude to bear the irreparable loss. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So how far, Sandra? How are you?
I'm good.
How's
I'm
your
fine.
Weekend?
Weekend was cool, chilled, relaxed, no events. Nothing. Oh, there was an event, but that was good. How was yours?
Ooh, you don't want me to talk about it. Currently, I am working on less than 5 hours of sleep and caffeine is flowing as blood in my vein. What else is new? And oh, today's my uncle's birthday. Happy birthday, uncle. I pray God blesses you, okay? All right, Alex, how are you?
I'm fine, small.
You're fine, small. What happened?
Nothing. Just
how was your weekend?
Regular stress.
How was the weekend?
Weekend. Oh, fine.
All these tech people. All these tech people. No. All right. So I don't know if you listened to for my episode. If you don't, leave. If you did not, please leave. Anyway, we usually have people sending questions, and we have a lot today, but we're just going to take a few, and you help us answer some of them. Okay. Wow. Wait. Where do I start from? Okay. Somebody said, what do you do about work stress? Because I don't have energy. I don't feel job assignments should be taken home. Like if I wasn't able to do something at work because I was lazy, then that's on me. But this take-home assignment from work is not for me, yo. I was on the bed with my sister one time, and her oga called her by 9 p.m. to give her an assignment that was due the next day. It can't be me, yo. I'll do the thing when I get to work. My sister stayed. Excuse me? I sure this is not my sister. Okay, she said, my sister stayed up all night doing the work, so how do you want her to function well the next day? I'm suspecting this is my sister, because she's always complaining I'm disturbing her at night. But how do you deal with work stress?
Okay, personally, I'm very used to it. Eventually, you get used to it.
I think that's it.
Something that is part of it's part of the career.
Yeah.
It's part of the career. Working at night, working late. Eventually, yeah, you have to rest. You have to prioritize your health. Very important, but you get the hang of it.
Yeah, I agree. What about you, Sandra?
I've not really been stressed from work. Stress.
Let me join you and shout out.
Stress. You get used to it. I'm already used to the stress already.
So I think that's the thing about it. That when you begin, it might be quite taxing, but with time you
and
get
difficult.
Used to it. But at the end of the day, I would like to say, please prioritize your mental health, because that's more important than the job. at the end of the day, if you die, the company, they will move on. The least they can do is give you
faster
one moment of silence. So do prioritize your, you know, your mental health and all. Anyway, let's move on. Somebody said, so I listened to the first episode and I loved it. Please, I need advice. My colleague is blackmailing me. My colleague is blackmailing me to sleep with him. So I'm in charge of company funds, and at the end of the year, we normally do audits. Earlier this year, I had some financial issues and decided to borrow some money. I thought I covered my tracks, but this guy was clever enough to catch me. Now he says I either sleep with him or he reports to management. What do you advise? Sis!
This one is
sis! This is stealing now. Eh? She says borrow.
Borrow.
No, so as far as she replaced it.
But she has not had a
she has not replaced it.
The point is she didn't even plan to, because she said she covered her tracks.
Exactly. So she didn't want the company to find out that she borrowed money from them.
Well, anyway, we're not judging you.
We're not judging.
They are judging. They are not judging.
I'm judging.
And because I'm the nicest of them, but I'll tell you what to do. The truth is, you already made your mistake. Eh? That's true. But I think people, thing about blackmailers is they never stop. Yeah. You sleep with him now. You
keep demanding for something else over and
so
over.
So the truth, let me tell you what, start applying for jobs. Start applying for other jobs.
I'm telling you.
Start applying for other jobs. And before you go, please go and report to management. Report yourself to management. Okay? That's the advice. And me, I do not judge you. So, you know people that are judging. I'm the nice one.
You plan on paying back the money.
Come on now. Wow. I mean, you should have... Just in case of next time... You should have asked for advance, like me, I'm going to do this month. You know, you should have asked for advance payment instead of borrowing without. So, in case of next time, please don't do that. Somebody said, must all Anambra men be market men? Can't I get a Polish guy? Ask her.
You can't know. Yeah, I know a lot of Polish Anambra men.
So are you right from Alex?
Imo State.
You look like somebody that...
From Anambra.
Eh.
No.
She has the look. I'm serious.
Anambra.
Yeah.
Have you met Anambra before?
Yeah.
So let's take one more question and then we dive into the episode. So somebody said, I want to apply for a job, but I don't have any experience. How do I go about it?
My current job, I didn't have any experience. So I would say you should apply. You can never tell.
Yeah.
It's your hard work and your zeal and your motivation to do the work and what you bring into the work. It doesn't necessarily mean you having an experience. Some people will have experience and still they'll be lazy in the job. But once you are hardworking, you're motivated, and you really know that you're going to be putting your very best in the job, so please apply, okay?
All right, what about you, Alex? What do you think?
Okay, well, I think it depends a lot on the type of job you're trying to apply for. If it's something you are looking to work on long term, it's pays. There are a lot of ways to get experience. Experience doesn't always come from just working. There are other things you can do.
True.
So, but yeah, like Sandra said, definitely. Always try. Apply.
Exactly. I just want to say that I don't like how we are doing professional. I don't like it. Anyway, I think the truth is, even though experience is not that much, but personally, I like to think everyone should have experience. It might not be working. It might be your internship. It might be volunteer work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You take university, you're not opportune to
see
an internship.
True. See, and that's one of the reasons why I started working as early as I started, because I wanted to have experience. And me, okay, the thing is, a lot of people, they have experience, but they don't think it relates to what they're applying for. And the kind of person that me, I am, literally, I can link anything to something else. So let me see, for example, I worked in a, let's say, nursery school, and I'm trying to apply for a tech job. I can link the experiences, but some people, they think, oh, it's not. I can say, true, if you're taking care of children, you have to be patient. For you to be in tech, you have to be patient too. Yeah, so I would say my experience at, you know, teaching in nursery school taught me patience, resilience, and all of that. So I think you should take a very close look. You might have one experience. You might not even know. Do you understand? It might be a volunteer experience. Or you can just try to overhype your skills, you know, your abilities. Overhype. A lot of people don't know about CVs, applying for jobs. It's basically you selling yourself out. Do you understand? Apply, like, the way you hype yourself. Anyway, we have talked too much. So let's just begin the episode. Over to you, Sandra.
So, Alex. Okay, sorry. So, Alex, when did you realize you wanted to go into tech?
Okay, for me, I've always, even before I knew what the word tech was, even before I knew what the word tech was, I just always liked computers, Shaq. Then, when I was small, I used to spoil things very well. I would just carry my, when there's nobody at home, I'll carry remote, open everything inside it, looking for my head inside the remote, and then I'll try to couple it back. Well, I got a lot of beating as a child, so I found out that, well, this is something like something that interests me. I love technology a lot, like everything about it just moves me.
Sorry, let me don't no vex.
Vex.
Well, let me ask you, sorry for interrupting you. What, so social media, is it part of technology?
Yes, it is.
And me, I'm in tech.
Yes, you are.
Everybody's in tech.
All right, so continue, please.
Okay, so I decided it's something I wanted to pursue. Yeah. I wasn't able to study it in school because apparently I'm a very bright student and I'm really good with biology. So, family, everything. They say I should go and do medicine, blah, 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 blah. I say, no, it's computer I want. They say, no, it's medicine. Well, I was not paying my school fees, so biology it was. But after everything, after university, I just you can't take away
4 years
a girl from her
you
dreams.
You can't take the girl away from the
what she said. So eventually, I just right from school, I started doing some basic stuff. Before I even graduated,
like,
okay,
what?
I started learning basic HTML and CSS. Eh? HTML and CSS. It's just
basic. Yeah, I know.
HTML.
I'm not dumb.
And CSS.
Excuse me, I'm not dumb. I know what HTML is.
So yeah.
So how many languages do you know?
Right now, give or take, let's say 3.
Oh, wow. Very well, like.
Yeah, but it's not about languages. You know, it's about which one have you mastered?
Yeah. Me, I shall want to go into tech because there are a lot of career.
Don't get it twisted. Tech is not only about coding. You don't have to write codes literally to be in tech. You can be a content writer,
yeah,
a technical writer.
So we'll come to that.
Into that, yeah.
We'll come to that. But let me ask, you said there are different aspects of tech, right? So what particular field do you specialize in?
Me, I'm a software developer.
So you develop softwares?
Yes.
Explain. Can you like break it down?
Okay. Software. Where soft. So basically, I develop, how do I put this now? You have a phone there, right?
Yeah.
Your website is a basic software. Your website is, okay, let me not say basic software.
Website that's, for us. We need websites. That's one.
Websites, mobile apps, desktop apps, you know, things that surround that niche as a whole. Personally, okay, I started with front end development is basically everything you see, like when you interact with, like when you open a website, what you see like the landing page, and that's the basic job of a front-end developer. So that's where I started with. But along the line, I have branched a lot. Like I said, I love technology. So I have branched. Right now, I'm a full-stack .NET developer. .NET's like Microsoft. Yeah, .NET. Then I'm also looking at blockchain development, you know.
Blockchain.
The world is tweeting. So
yeah. Okay. So I don't need to know maths too.
No, not really.
This how you do
You know, it's funny because some days ago I literally had this argument with a young lady. Mm. So she wants to come into tech, but her biggest challenge is mathematics. Yeah. And I'm like, Omo, forget maths. Maths should not be something that should scare you.
Abby. Okay. All right. That's good, though. Yeah, you people are just motivating me. That's why I do.
We already branched out.
No, the truth is that the reason, for example, you're doing tech for passion, and the reason I want to do tech is because of exactly the career opportunities. They are so amazing, so overwhelming. And these days, I don't know, but I like to think that another reason is that I want to use the hashtag women in tech. I don't think it's fancy. Lala. I don't know. I think it's fancy. And I think that right now, women are beginning to go into tech, so it's not quite as saturated. They don't have a lot of... Although women are now getting into tech, but they don't have a lot of women. So if I join now, I can now be one of the founding women...
In tech.
You get. But I don't know. I just think it's going to be... Anyway, let's see how it goes. So I want to ask... You're a woman in tech, and people like to think that the workplace generally is saturated by male. That is a man world. Now, especially in tech, where you have more male, how do you, you know, navigate that? How do you work? Do you work from home?
Yes, I do.
Do you work as a team or?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have more male than female.
Yes.
So how do you navigate that?
It's not a problem.
Abby?
Yes. Everybody, like, it's just like working with humans. I don't really see gender. Like,
no, saying you don't see gender.
No, okay. No problem.
Because it's everywhere.
The thing is there's this general notion that there are some particular things that are meant for men, some things that are meant for women. I mean, women should it's just in the head of some people that okay. Omo, you're a woman, go and be a fashion designer. You're a man,
yeah.
Be an engineer.
Right.
Okay. But one very big factor is the mentality of the people you work with.
True.
Okay, where I work, there's no you're a girl, you're a boy. It's a place that focuses majorly on something called idea meritocracy. If you are the smartest person in the room, nobody cares your age, nobody cares your gender. You just go to the top like that. Just for being the if you can just bring up the best ideas, if you can just be top notch at what you do.
I think you guys have a 10-year-old, I mean 12, 11 that develops.
So what you just said now, mm-hmm. is it just particular to your company tech?
No, generally, it's not even about it's something that has always been. The whole it's even like what's brought about the whole feminism, blah blah blah,
yeah.
All this stuff. There is this general notion that women are that women can't do some certain things because they are women,
right?
Okay, which is a very wrong notion. Some of the greatest minds I have met, like there's something that a guy told me. He told me that when you see that, it's really funny because people say women should go and be doing other things that is not male dominated.
Yeah.
But when you see a woman in tech or in engineering or in these fields that are supposed to be for guys only, and this particular person decides to actually put her mind and do it well, almost she will outstand everything. And everything. So I don't think it's a
okay. Moving on. So since you started working in tech, so what are the challenges that you faced, and how have you been able to overcome them?
Okay. I think one major thing that is, I wouldn't say it's a challenge, to me it's more like an opportunity, is the fact that the tech world is ever changing.
Right.
Like,
it's ever evolving.
Ever evolving. Yeah, I think that's a better term for it. Today you are using a version of an app. Like, if I let me give you a very technical example. Yeah. A very typical example, rather. So, we develop .NET apps with...
.NET.
I know. .NET is a framework. Okay, sorry. Okay, fine. Forget what I said. I'm so sorry. Don't mind me. Let's say, you understand what it means for someone to have a version.
Yeah.
Mm? For example, I created something now in 2001, and it has, assuming year 2001, and it has maybe 5 features on it. And then I want to now, you know, rebrand those features and add more things in 2002. Yeah. So what I had in 2001 is version 1, and what I have in 2002 is version 2, that kind of stuff. So there's this framework, like, it's just used to build .NET applications. It's called .NET.
Do you understand?
Don't try to understand.
I should explain it for you.
Do you know what?
So basically, what I'm saying, so for months now, we've been working with the 5.0 version of it.
.NET, okay.
Yes, and then boom, version 6 came out with. And the beautiful thing is, you have to be updated. You have to be learning constantly, or else you're going to rust metal.
Wow.
Yeah, metal with you get. So that's one thing. It's an ever evolving niche and stuff. Okay. That's one.
Yeah.
Then another thing is, like someone said earlier, the idea of you know, the best thing about working as a software dev is you can work anywhere. That's the best thing. And do you know the worst thing about it? You know the worst thing about it? You can work anywhere. Do you get that?
I get it.
Anywhere.
I get it.
Thing is, you can work anywhere. And the worst thing is, you can work anywhere. So what's your excuse now?
Exactly.
Inexcusable.
So you get, and it can be really draining. It really drains your mental health and everything, because you are working with your brain all the time. You cannot forget your brain.
Around the clock.
You get so. But aside from that, it's an awesome field.
You started when you started. When you started, I was feeling I can do it.
But now.
No.
Don't get it twisted. It's not difficult.
Not so.
It's not difficult.
That is what they all say. Until you enter.
I'm serious.
Will you tell me it's difficult?
There's nothing in this life that is not difficult. I'm also a content writer, a technical writer. Even writing is hard.
We know
that.
You get it. There's nothing that you will do in this. There's nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true though.
Even being a human being sometimes
is difficult. Even living.
Why can't
fact.
I just be a spoon?
Oh Lord.
You get the point.
Okay.
I think that's quite fascinating. But what may I want to say? You said the truth is nothing, of course, nothing is easy. Nothing good comes easy. But for example, hear me out. If I want to go into, for example, let me talk about what I know, social media, right? Mm-hmm. If I want to go into social media now, let's say I would need 5 hours I would need to study 5 hours per day. Let's say I want to achieve this goal, I want to learn at least a particular sector of social media in 1 month. Maybe the minimum of what I need to cover that whole syllable would be 5 hours per day. But if I want to do that in tech, I'll literally have to study 12 hours per day. So do you see the difference? Why you say is, why we like to say is hard? Because it's harder. And I think for you it's quite different, because you're going in with passion. You actually love it. So even when it's stressing you, this is your baby. Just like you just take a break and come back. For somebody like me, I'm gonna forget that move.
Me too.
The world will shut down.
No, 12 hours. But the thing is, they are different, like I said, they are different facets of tech.
Okay. Tell me the easiest one.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any easiest one or if there's any hardest one.
Oh yeah, what's the hardest one?
That's why I said I don't know if there's any easiest, if there's any hardest, but there are different things. There's product management.
All right, let me ask. What was the one that you grabbed very fast?
Yeah, what I do right now, coding.
How?
the one that involves Modi's Python, blah 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 language, right?
Yes.
Ha.
Okay.
Go first.
Have you seen that thing on the computer screen?
The thing is, it's just like a marketplace. Everybody should go to something like what calls you. There are different things. You could set social media. Social media is also part of tech.
They
bring tech money.
It can depends on where you're working. Mm-hmm. Very important.
True.
Very important. True. The thing is, that there are different things you can. You can be a product designer. If you like colors, if you like brands, you can be a UI UX designer. You can. It is not easy.
This is what we have to do.
It's not easy, but it's not hard. I don't think it's not easy. Definitely, there's nothing that is easy. Even making common is not easy.
Very hard.
It's not something that will bring money. Ah.
That's what we're called.
It's hard.
let's just put our call. Everybody answer your name. Anyway, so I would like to ask, what would you say to people who are serious? Not people like us.
No, you guys are serious. Don't worry.
Soon, out there, so that want to go into tech.
What would you say to people who are actually very serious about it? That they want
people
to start.
People that share the same passion with you.
Yeah, they're really passionate about it.
The only thing about it is doing it.
So how do they start?
That's literally all.
So I was talking with somebody the other day, and I was talking about tech, and he told me the name of one app that I can use. I can use to start learning for free. But I want to ask, so what do you think if I actually, forget everything I've been saying, don't look at me like that.
Don't worry, I believe
actually,
in you.
If I'm actually very serious about going into tech, where do I start
When you
from?
Say tech is a very broad term. Which aspect of tech?
Serious tech.
Like,
the most serious aspect. The one that fetches the most money.
So, you do software development. So let's ask you about that. So if I want to go into software development, what do I start from? How do I start?
Fundamentals. Learn the fundamentals.
Which is?
Fundamentals.
How do you look at it? How do you see us?
What is the fundamentals?
Like, no one has to know.
Exactly, fundamentals. We don't know.
Okay.
We've never been in tech.
It depends. Tech is a broad term. Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Software development is also a broad term.
Okay.
What do you, the one that you
now, there is front-end development. There is back-end development. There is product design, right? So the first thing you want to do is go online, basic Google search, check what is a front end or what's the role of a front end developer? What do they do? If you read up front end development, you read up back end development, you check product design. Anyone that let me say front end and back end development, since I'm talking about software development. Yeah. Anyone that actually resonates with you, if you are someone who like aesthetics, you like design, okay, front end. If you are someone who likes logic, you like, you know, logicalizing everything, just go for back. Even though front end also has some logic attached to it. Now, let's assume you pick front end development. The first thing you want to do is learn the most basic HTML and CSS. HTML is simply or building the structure of a website, and CSS is the design, the colors, the animations,
and did you there?
Transitions.
Now you did you there?
I am.
Did you there?
Then you move on to the behavior of the website itself, which is using JavaScript. Now, the thing about this thing is, it's not actually difficult. Everything is about fundamentals. If you can learn your fundamentals very well. Because the idea, no matter what is built, no matter the level of difficulty in any language that is built, it's just like the fundamentals are building blocks. Yeah. And everything in a particular language is built on those fundamentals. So if you know your fundamentals, like you know it well, there's nothing anybody in this life can use to drag you down. Yes, so it will be hard for a small time. Mm-hmm. highest you find bug that will keep you awake for few hours. But the point is, fundamentals first. Hug your fundamentals, love your fundamentals, spend time on them, learn it well. Then when you learnt your fundamentals very well, you can move on to things called frameworks and libraries. So that's it, basically.
All right, this is just for front end, right?
You can apply the same knowledge to back end.
Back end,
yes.
Okay.
I'm catching it faster. It will shock you. Tomorrow you see me
and you start coding.
Okay, so I wanted to ask.
Yeah, sorry. One more thing I would like to add.
Yes.
And the most important thing as a newbie is not about you have to read. Yeah, you have to watch videos. Personally, I would advise anybody to read more over videos, but we all have different ways of learning. But the most important single ingredient is, as long as you're a programmer or you want to be a programmer or software developer, you must type the code with your hand. Like, you must literally type the code. That's
sorry, why are you laughing? Do you know what I'm saying?
No. Like, the first time, it's very funny. The first time I started learning.
Sorry, let me cut you short. Mm-hmm. Producer, why are you laughing? Do you understand what she's saying?
Our producer is a woman in tech.
Do you understand?
No, like, the first time I started, I used like 2 months without typing any line of code. I carried this website and JavaScript info. I was reading JavaScript like in a social studies note. And then after reading it, you know, everything was making so much sense. So sweet. Oh yeah, now, months later, Alexandra, type code. I couldn't do nothing. I realized I was wasting my time on the statement. So it's very important, whatever you learn, you must practice it
immediately as you're learning.
You have to be consistent, man, because like we all know, the brain is a muscle.
Yeah,
you must exercise that muscle.
Wow.
The only way to exercise that muscle is what? Type the code, have bugs are problems in code, like
we know that one.
Things
know
that one. That keep you sleepless for days.
Yeah.
And you realize just a full stop you missed.
Wow.
Those kind of unfortunate situations, yeah. Embrace them.
Okay.
They will help you grow.
All right, so I have two questions that I want to ask you.
Mm.
Number one, it's an important question. Nobody should be looking at me because it don't be like, say, are they talking nonsense too much? Anyway, I want to ask you important questions. First of all, is there room for people who like talking in tech?
Yes.
Eh? As what?
As what?
If you like to talk.
Yes.
Hmm. And you like to write, so you just like to talk.
No, just want to talk.
Well, you can be a product manager. You'll be talking very well.
Product manager. Product manager does administrative work now. Is it supposed to be tech?
No, product manager is tech. Very 100% tech. People that the software we build.
Yeah.
Somebody there's a product manager.
That will pitch it now, Abi.
And also, being a sales marketer.
That can find anything. No, that one is not
that
tech.
No, now you can understand. You can understand if you understand what the software is about, and then you like your team has developed a software, you can be the one to pitch it to potential clients.
Oh, that's the one that me I want.
That's what I'm saying now. But first, you have to understand the any great bit of the software that is being developed.
You
now, saying, right?
What you're doing now, sir, is it not tech?
No,
podcasting
is
tech.
No,
yes, now, hey.
If they talk about that, it's tech. People will come out and start talking.
Yes, so I will come out.
All right, so
it's tech as well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, I think my last question should be, of course, I do know about the career opportunities for tech outside the country. I know that the career opportunities are a lot better. But I want to ask, what are the career opportunities for tech in Nigeria here?
Okay, what are they?
Yes.
Yeah, the career opportunities.
Like, I know about
tech
the career
in Nigeria.
Opportunities abroad.
Abroad, yeah.
What about here in Nigeria? Do we have...
Yes, we do. We do. Although it's
mouth-watering.
It's somehow not...
No mouth-watering.
But it's... Most of the opportunities you see is like regional... which English I won't speak. Are mostly found in places like Lagos. In fact, in Lagos is where you see most... Like, if you notice... A lot of devs, a lot of tech bros and sis are moving down to Lagos, because that's where you find. But of course, I don't know. You cannot.
So if they're moving to Lagos, why are you
no?
Here?
You can't.
No, she can work from anywhere.
You can't compare a company that is paying you in
dollars
with a company that is paying you in naira. Come on.
Anyway, with the exchange rate right now.
Conclusively, first step to succeeding or starting tech: move to Lagos.
Exactly. No. Get yourself a laptop.
No, you
that's
have
no.
to see.
Have
the skill first. See,
no. you have no.
Listen, even
but
if
for you, you have the skill,
no, you don't
you have
to. Have you don't have to go to Lagos. Don't get it twisted.
No, now you talk me go Lagos.
No, I say opportunities
career
in Lagos. Opportunities.
Me that pack my bag.
You can be here now and have a job in Lagos, and you're working remotely, and you are being paid the same thing.
I want to use a different approach. I'm moving to Lagos. Maybe the land will now magically, you know, put the whole knowledge into.
I went on your bag.
I think we've had a very, very, you know,
trusting conversation.
Yeah, and I know that this conversation, this particular episode, might be too intelligent for some people. Mm. Sorry.
Definitely not for me. Because
you see, I just stop. You are catching stuff. If the shoe fits, wear it. Okay, so I think that's so. What are your last closing words for anybody who is struggling with tech or wants to go into tech?
It's going to be hard, like every other thing you start at first. Everything you start at first, it's hard. When a child starts working for the first time, it's difficult. When I like food a lot, when you start learning to cook egusi soup for the first time, you spoil it. I know they joke with that thing, man. When you start learning how to make egusi soup for the first few times, you mess it up, just like
no,
tech.
I do not. Although people that ate it paused,
you definitely messed it up.
But it was very sweet. It was too sweet. That was a little apology.
But just continue. It gets easier with time. That's just it. It gets easier with time. You must be consistent. If you do it, and you have to just put your time into it. Be consistent. Continue. Even if it's hard, just say, "Omo, we die here." Put your head and just continue. It will get really easy and it will pay off, man. Tech is the new blood money.
So,
no cap.
We went tech. So, we repeat with her. Tech
is
the
new
blood money. Hashtag. Oh, I really love that. Tech is the new blood money. Nice, lovely. So, Sonia, what are your closing words?
As a woman in tech as well. Yeah, I'm in tech as well, please. Podcasting is tech. Just like you said, tech is broad. So I will say, I will say, you know, if you want to go into tech, as you said, no broad. If you decide to go into software development, first thing, get yourself a laptop, learn the skill.
Can I do this with my phone? Why you do?
Can you read?
Yes, you can. You can read with your phone. You can work with your phone. You can code with your phone.
You can code with your phone.
Yes, there are software that is made for the phone.
It won't be easier.
It's going to be. It's going to be. It's going to be like. It's going to be. It's going to be like cooking. It's as frustrating as cooking beans 1-1. It's not a nice experience.
That's why I said get yourself a laptop
first.
Yes,
please get a laptop.
Learn the skill.
Very important.
From the HTML, right?
That's from HTML.
CSS. Oh my
this
god.
This girl is on fire.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
Then slowly but surely you'll get there. Uh-huh. Just persistent, be persistent and consistent.
Alright, you guys. I think my closing words, you know, as let me
a newbie in tech.
What you see this girl? Me that have how many years? Social media is this thing now. So I've been in tech for 5 years. Hello. So as a professional in tech, because okay. I've been here for 5 years. Thank you very much. I think the key to the whole thing is to start. We just keep saying I want to go into tech. I want to keep going to tech. You
stop
always
one thing.
Just. Start.
Do it. Dive head first. Just dive.
Yeah, just start with where you are and what you have. Just start. And then another thing I would like to say is, just like she said, the tech world is evolving. So for you to stay relevant, you have to keep evolving. Don't say, I know version 6
is enough for me.
And that's enough. No, like as new things keep coming out, keep learning, keep evolving. And before you know it, maybe you'll be dragging sisters me upstairs. Exactly. Because that's where I am.
Just as you keep buying new designer bags as they come out, keep upgrading yourself.
Maybe one day, who knows?
You had to go that way, designer bags.
No, no, but.
So yeah, if you take our advices, who knows? Maybe one day you might now come and meet me at the top of the tech world.
Meet us.
I know where you did.
Yeah. Hey, that fast. All right, guys. I already have a laptop.
You think I don't have a laptop?
That's the first step.
All right, guys. I think that's all. We've done justice to the topic. Again, please follow us on social media.
Please.
Follow our Instagram handle. And yes, before I forget.
At the How Is Work Pod.
Yes. Before I forget, there's a link in our bio, and that link is not for Francis. Please tell them what that link is for.
It's for you to drop your questions now. Please, we are begging you, drop the questions. Plus, people are forgetting their mail, but the questions we got, we don't really see any plenty gist, though. Just few. A busy one, safe. Please.
And they call us news dancers.
We want the next episode. There will be more amebore than serious gist. We don't want serious talk.
Yeah, this episode has been very intelligent. I think our next episode has to be quite chilling for those of you that, you know, it's going to be quite relaxing. So please don't forget to tune in next Friday, 12 p.m. on the dot. And before we leave, Alex, where can we find you? You're not on social media. This tech people.
Oh, I'm on social media. LinkedIn and Twitter, basically. Twitter, girl_meets_tech. Girl meets tech.
Oh.
She can't afford
it. I can tell you.
And then LinkedIn, Ogubike Alex. I don't know if you can spell that, but
that's how you know serious people. You, if I ask you, you say Instagram,
no,
Snapchat.
No, you see me LinkedIn. No, check it now.
All right, guys. I think that's all for this episode. Until we come away again next time, I remain DK Favor and
I am Sandra.
And this is us
signing out.
Bye-bye.